Hey everybody, this is Dan Whalen coming to you from the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 49, which we taped on August 28th, 2012, here in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. We had Shelby Lano and Jason Snyder. Now that I think about this, this is the first time that we've had two new guests at once on a show since like the early days, like almost a year ago, realistically. We're coming up on that. But we had a great time with Shelby and Jason. We focused a lot on what they were watching and what they were listening to, and it was a great conversation. A lot of new viewpoints, worked out really great. But before we get to the episode, there are a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of our guests, a backlog of our episodes, and bonus tracks, including games that we play after the show, mic checks, lots of stuff like that. Check it out, bufferingpodcast.com. Second, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of our guests' names. And finally, the Buffering Podcast is on Twitter. Follow us at Buffer Podcast. There you'll get updates about the show, including who's going to be on the show and when things are released. But now that we have that out of the way, let's start the show.
Will I ever play the violin again?
So this is a perfect time to start. So thank you both for being on the show. I mean, both of you have never been on the show, so this is fun. So we get to kind of mix things up we could mess with the format completely and you'd never know unless you went back and listened to other episodes, and then that would mess with it a little bit. But
kind of, yeah.
Well, thank you for having us.
Of course, yeah, Jason, yeah. Shelby. Now, Shelby, I asked producer Katie this, and I know it's phonetic, but is it Lano or Lano?
Lano.
Lano. Because I looked at it, it's like, oh, it's phonetic, and then I started looking at it, it's like, wait, which phonetic is it?
People overthink it. It turns out it's said exactly how it looks.
Makes it simple.
Yeah.
So the first thing to ask before we get into any news is, I mean, how much exposure do both of you have to streaming media, be it Netflix, Hulu Plus, Pandora, Spotify, do you guys do that at all?
Yeah. Primarily? Netflix all the time.
What are you watching right now?
Breaking Bad. I just started watching it.
Just started it? So still kind of working your way through the first season, or have you just kind of binged and made it already?
Well, I keep getting interrupted by like class or other silly things, so
yeah, the trivial stuff is just it keeps getting in the way.
It's getting in the way of my Breaking Bad watching. So I'm still in season one, but that's kind of okay. But I keep hearing this ominous news, like it's gonna suck after season two, so I'm kind of nervous about that.
I heard the same thing about Heroes. It really started going downhill after season three, I think. So. Yeah. And it was very accurate, so don't be too let down if it happens.
Yeah, I'm a little further along than you in Breaking Bad, and yeah, season two is. There are some episodes where you're like, "Oh God, I can't watch this anymore," and then about a week later, you're like, "Well, you know."
So it's gonna like be kind of bad, but also kind of keep you watching it, sort of.
Yes. It's going to be breaking, and then it'll be bad, but then you'll
break through the bad.
You'll break through the bad. Exactly. And then and of course, the next episode, it's like Bryan Cranston does something totally badass, and then it brings you right back. Yeah, probably. Exactly.
Most likely. So, Jason, what about you?
Are
you also the same Netflix vein, or do you
Pandora more? Every single day. I mean, at work.
Do you have Pandora 1 or do you do the commercials?
I do the commercials. It's not that big of a deal for me. Same with Hulu. I don't do the Plus. I just do the Hulu and I Netflix every single night. So that's about my exposure.
I mean, out of those, what would you say you use the most? I mean, you said Pandora every day, Netflix every night. So, I mean, is there a favorite channel that you do for Pandora? Is like a go-to work thing?
Not any specific channel, just because you can make your own channels.
Right, so. But I mean, it's the one that you've spent the most time on where you consciously make sure to do, yes, I like the song, no, I don't like the song, so you make sure that your that channel evolves in the right way, almost.
Oh, no, I flip around to all different types you of do? Music. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess for that one, too, it's when you have the commercial version, then it cuts you off after, what, three, four skips per channel at a time?
Yeah, however many like it is. That. It's either so many songs, or if you skip it after so many songs, and... There's different requirements that I'm sure is coded in, but...
So, hypothetically, I know that you work on computers, so you're going to sit down, you're going to power out some code. First go-to channel.
Ooh. I do a lot of dubstep. I like the dubstep stuff.
Okay, so inform somebody who is stuck in his own nostalgia that I don't really get to new music anymore unless, like, I'm forced upon it.
Okay.
So... What is dubstep in relation to the rest of electronica as a whole? As both, Adam, you're excited, so I can see that you really want to answer too. But I want to see Jason's response first, and then you can update it with.
He's wagging his tail pretty hard. I
Professor Adam steps up to the podium and says,
"And so basically, take any techno or like even hip hop track that you've ever heard, and just go wah 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 wah." And that's dubstep. Wah, 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 wah.
See, but when I do that in my head, literally all I hear is wah, 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 wah. I just hear you. I just
go wow like that. Wow.
And that's dubstep. The part you love is the wah, 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 wah. That's all it is.
Huh.
It's common in like all dubstep tracks. There's kind of like a 1-2 step kind of feel to it as well sometimes. So, yeah.
If I were to... seek this out, would I just go for general search dubstep, or would it be more of a listen to this person's, like, is there a go-to, like, primary?
There's a couple different artists out there, like dead mouse is one of the big ones.
Okay,
there's
so okay Skrillex. So that's what he falls on, because I mean I see these names out there, but it's just they do music that I don't listen to, so I'm gonna acknowledge them but ignore them.
Yeah
I mean, yeah, like what do you like to listen to?
I do a lot of glitch mob.
Oh, yes.
I see that fits your fancy.
That's good stuff, yeah.
I don't know. Just that's where Pandora is really nice, is because it really introduces you to a whole variety. Where I kind of wish Netflix had something like that, where it would show you an episode of one thing and then take you to another random episode of another random series.
Ooh. That's a good idea, but I mean...
Now that they've instigated post-play... It would at least be closer to the point where you could do something like that, where you just kind of, at this point they've released, I mean, do you watch Netflix through a computer? What do you watch it through?
Computer.
Computer. So when you watch a TV show, you've noticed now that they have that transitional, like you don't really have to get to the outside menu and then pick an episode and then go back in?
Yep.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I also noticed that a little bit on Xbox and PS3 as well.
Yeah, they're rolling it out.
Album, so. Yep.
Yeah, so with that, it'd probably be easier.
Yeah.
But... I mean, their genius settings do nothing for me. It's I consciously went through and I review stuff as much as I can, and it just spits out garbage, which is kind of unfortunate. I don't know if you guys have experienced the same thing or not, but
it's pretty good for me, actually.
Well, what would you say is your go-to programming on there?
Oh, goodness. Well, I can go through Family Guy all the time. They're definitely... Well, I share a Netflix account with my boyfriend. Is that okay to say? Is Netflix going to be mad at me?
That's
cool.
It'd be like Postmodern Family account.
Yeah, that's
commune kind of thing.
So you're saying my grandma's safe? I don't...
Yeah.
All right, cool. Close call.
Safe to use my account.
I'm going to expose Katie and Molly. They share one. Yeah.
I gave Emily access to my Hulu Plus account because I care.
Because you
want to
share all those extra features.
It's just like making your relationship that much richer. It's like taking your relationship to the next level when you can share.
I can't share my
accounts.
Netflix. I'm afraid of commitment. So.
Well, luckily we share a lot of the same interests in like... independent films and different documentaries and TV shows and whatnot, so it usually comes up with stuff we both like. And he, like, can furiously go through and rate a million movies, so it seeds out all the bad stuff.
Oh, good.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, just bring this up as something that I watched today. Have you watched, what's it called? It's Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Have you seen that one yet?
I have not.
Really good documentary, just came out on Netflix. I believe it was out in theaters right around when The Artist was out and Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and a few other things. How long ago was that? That was...
A while ago.
Yeah, so it was out around then, but it's just this old, like, 85-year-old guy who is a sushi maker in Japan, and he has, like, a 10-seat shop, but he's received, like, a perfect 3-star rating from Michelin, who reviews restaurants, where basically if you get a 3-star rating, then people should visit your restaurant in any other country just because your food's that good. And apparently they, as I've learned from the documentary, you have to make reservations a month in advance, and it starts at, like, baseline price is $382 for sushi. Aww.
So walking around cash, right?
Just yeah, yeah. This is like so money is falling out good. Of your pockets on fire.
Oh, gotcha.
So it'd be really cool, but at the same time, like, you have to be really committed to this. But it's a really great documentary and recently available. And I was going to say...
that sounds awesome to me.
Branching out on that, there are a couple things that were recently released on Netflix to the point where... they just added Captain America relatively recently, so now they have Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man 2 for the Marvel lineup.
Watched them all.
Yeah. what else? You know what? We will go to the... where did I lose the remote? Oh, would you mind? Yes. Because we can be interactive on this, and I can steal control here. Because on top of that, there are a couple other things that have come out recently that are also available on here, and I wanted to bring these to light because I'm surprised that, I mean, we talk a lot about how people crap on Netflix's availability because, you know, once you get working through the library, you have what you like, you have what you don't like, and in the time that you actually do watch it, based on the rate that video is being consumed on here, people get bored quickly. But, I mean, with this, they are keeping up with some surprising new releases, and I'm going to plug... Super 8, that was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's interesting. I was surprised that came out as quickly as it did. A couple other things I was going to bring attention to. If anyone sees anything that they almost want to call out as a result.
Melancholy.
Cake Boss. Really? No Cake Boss. The other thing I was going to bring up was Perfect Host. Independent film.
Oh, I watched that recently.
David Hyde
actually.
Pierce, where he is a badass.
Yeah, a crazy badass.
Crazy badass, but it's just basically the context that I got from it, from seeing the preview way back when it was being produced, was guy invades David Hyde Pierce's house before he's about to have a dinner party. He's like, oh, I'm going to rob this guy. And then David Hyde Pierce turns out to be a badass. And it's crazy.
And the tables get turned.
Uh-huh.
See, I went into this movie knowing absolutely nothing about it but the title. Like, not knowing the premise or anything. So, and I still enjoyed it a lot. Like, figuring out what was going on. Like, you're some kind of crazy. I'm okay with it.
I can handle this for the guy from Frasier.
Right.
Among other things.
It was strange because I could picture him being like that. Frasier man.
Crazy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, so now after that review, gonna have to.
Sold.
New Woody Allen documentary.
Yeah, I saw that, but I mean, you know, Woody Allen never appears on film of any sort. I'm like, he appears in his movies, but he's such a recluse otherwise, so it's interesting that they have the documentary for it. You're pointing, but you don't have that kind of control yet. What are you...
Troll Hunter!
What is it?
I actually watched that. It's, it's from one of the Scandinavian countries, and it's actually really awesome. It's a really cool. It's made in like a documentary style, and it's about trolls, and it's about these like college students who meet this guy who is a professional troll hunter for like the Norwegian government.
So it's like shaky cam occasionally.
Yeah. Sometimes, but not to the extent of like not Blair Witch or whatever.
Not Blair Witch, not Project X, not any of that stuff.
It's actually like you can actually see and tell what's going on and where they actually are. And the special effects are pretty cool. And the trolls are really cool too, actually. The way that they've got them and stuff like that. So,
but yeah, I wanted to bring up that there are some surprisingly recent new releases. Like, you know, for a while there, we were kind of in this Netflix lull of just get used to what's on there. It's all that there is. But this would actually be the perfect time to switch a couple pieces of news. Not a lot of stuff. A couple honorable mentions. But I need the remote for them. The first thing is that iTunes is holding a festival in September in London where they will have a concert every night. And with that, they will be allowing people to stream it live for free. So, for example, and this just popped up on my Apple TV Notice It today, kind of excited because it's a really interesting mix of artists. So you could see from the calendar that it starts with Usher. It also, I mean, I also recognize Pink. And other names, Noel Gallagher, I recognize that. Norah Jones.
Jack White, Band of Horses.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Andrea Bocelli is another one. One Direction for all those boy band girls.
Dead
out
Mouse,
there.
Norah Jones, The Killers.
Yep.
Lana
Del Rey, Alicia Keys, Muse, Mumford & Sons, Willie Mason. So all this stuff, basically every single day they'll have a new concert to stream. And I'm trying to figure this out because they're saying it's available on computers and iOS devices. But the weird thing is, okay, we'll go to Andrea here on the 18th. And it says 3 p.m. And there's nothing out there that really says whether it's like there's a live stream and that's it. And then you miss out otherwise. Or if it's available thereafter 3 p.m. on September 18th, 2012.
For an on-demand type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's interesting overall, but I feel like, you know, at 3 p.m., I'm going to be busy, would imagine.
You said this is broadcast from London?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it would be evening for them, so it would it would work out. It would be, 9 o'clock when he goes on?
Yeah.
For us. So it would make sense that it's a live stream, but I would really like if it had like a 2-day half-life to it so that like if you miss it while it's going on, you have like a day and a half to catch it and then the next thing comes up.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. But it's just an interesting lineup. If you go to apple.com, you can find out information on it, or if you have an iPhone or an iPod or an iPad or anything like that, I think they have an iTunes Festival app. So couple options out there.
Oh, and Jessie J from the Olympics closing ceremonies, too.
She ruined some Queen songs.
Oh, what? I didn't stick around for that part.
She did a really bad rendition of We Will Rock You with... I mean, Brian May was there, which was nice, but it wasn't very impressive. I think the hologram of Freddie Mercury was better.
Oh, that was cool.
And he was just like... like humming note or singing notes. He wasn't really actually saying anything. So even that was cooler.
It was like a sing along with Freddie Mercury postmortem. It was pretty awesome.
I know all the words.
So other news to mention is that from the Apple versus Samsung trial has wrapped up what I would call, I guess, the third leg of what's going on at this point, where Apple sued Samsung, then Samsung countersued, and then they had this trial that was the overall. Apple won so far and have been awarded $1.05 billion from Samsung, and they want 8 products banned.
I have heard that an appeal is going to be pretty quick, obviously.
Yeah.
But also, who is it? Motorola is owned by Google, and Google is getting into this fight now. I guess they're getting really legal and lawyering up.
Really?
But, there were some Motorola products that got banned in this process, and they're not having any of that. So Google, who has stayed out of it so far...
More or less, yeah.
Is kind of putting on the boxing gloves, and we'll see how that pans out.
Because it really does open up this big field of, okay, well, yes, they had the, you know, touch screen, they had, you know, the rounded corner design, they had these icon designs, and so now it's just like, oh, well, let's either just kill it and give them a monopoly, or there's that fair trade angle as well, so it's crazy. But I watched when the jury came back in, a couple tech websites had a live stream of, you know, somebody reporting, you know, one sentence at a time, essentially. It's like, oh, okay, the jury's come back, and you sit and stare at a screen for a long time, and nothing happens for like a minute and a half, but it lasts forever. It's like, oh, they've all sat down now, and then judges just come in, and so it's just kind of watching that play-by-play, but then it's just like, okay, in the process of this patent versus this thing versus this part of Samsung, how do you find? And then it's just like, yes, no, and so it played out over the span of, I think, half an hour, but I think the overall judgment came back in 2 days, and people are calling shenanigans on that as well, which is weird. But I mean, people like to speculate about a lot of things, like how Rush Limbaugh believes that Obama manipulated hurricane forecasts to screw with the Republican National Convention.
That man is so ridiculous.
My logic is that he actually started saying that Obama caused the hurricane itself, but you can't disprove his other story, so.
Well, yeah, Romney just came out and said something about we will not run our campaigns on fact-checking. So they don't want you to actually check what they're saying, so just believe it.
We're the government. Trust us.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wannabes.
Yeah. So another piece of news, just to jump to another topic, is a while ago we announced that Redbox is going to release an instant service, very similar to Hulu Plus and Netflix and all that, but operated by the company that owns Coinstar, or is a part of Coinstar, that thing where you just take a big jar of change in and you dump it in and you get money back, but minus a percentage, because you could also just do that at your bank for free.
Sure can.
But
at Wells Fargo, you can.
With that really loud, scary machine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a convenience of finding a Redbox in any Cub or what?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, essentially. But now they're going to have a live streaming service, or they're going to have one in the future, hosted through Verizon. But they've come out saying that they're not going to have any TV shows, and they're going to have a smaller collection than Netflix. They're actually going to go for quality over quantity, because they know that they can't really compete on the field of you know, the vast libraries that Hulu Plus and Netflix have at this point. So they're trying to make a new HBO Go, essentially, but at this point it's all speculative. They haven't announced anything yet.
Well, by quality, do you mean like good movies, or like good quality movies like HD?
Kind of like comparing HBO to CBS.
Ah, okay.
I mean, you know, it looks a lot nicer, and they put a little bit more money into it.
Yeah, go CBS.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
No.
No. And the other thing I was going to announce is that TiVo is releasing a streamable DVR where you can stream to up to 3 iOS devices at once from your hardwired DVR. So basically, you know, you and 2 roommates or 2 friends or whatever can watch 3 different things that you've recorded onto your DVR, or you can even just put it on, like, almost move it over to your portable device and take it with you.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen, like, commercials.
Yeah, it was just recently announced that I think they're offering it at $129, but that doesn't count the idea of needing another DVR to actually record stuff, and then a hardwired line to your internet, because you can't, like, operate Wi-Fi on it, I guess. But, yeah.
I suppose it's a matter of time before they just offer that with the services anyway.
Right, exactly. It's one of those things where I assume that TiVo is just kind of taking that first step, and then everyone else will just follow in suit, because almost every cable company has an iPad app or an Android app or something where you can basically watch any programming that you would have had access to already, but it's just this access to your DVR library is kind of a nice bonus.
Intriguing.
Yes, but I mean, it's just one of those things where, hey, there's hardware, but there's nothing really to talk about because we don't have one, so we can't really say exactly what it does, but Nice concept.
Yeah. I like it.
And I believe that it is just about the perfect time to transition into playing Movie Bluff.
Oh, boy.
But before we... No, that's going to be a bonus track. but before we do, I believe Adam has something special to say.
Just wanted to remind everyone that you can hear Buffering the podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right. And you can find a lot of our episodes on there. You can also find them on the website, iTunes, lots of places. But we're going to play Movie Bluff, which, Jason, I explained it to you.
Yep, I've heard it already.
But Shelby, have you not really know nothing? Okay, so do you know the concept of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? No. Okay. So, do you know how IMDb works? The website? So that sounds more affirmative than the other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah,
essentially you could type in the name of a movie or TV show and you'd see the list of cast members, mm-hmm. and then you could click on a cast member and then you can see
all the movies
their body
in.
Of work. Right.
Right.
So, hypothetically, this works the same way where, Adam, I will play off of you on this one where I would say Matrix cast.
So I have to name someone who was on the cast of The Matrix, and I would say Keanu Reeves, and then I would pass it to you saying movie.
So in turn,
and then I would be a jerk and say Thumbsucker, because who else do you know was in that?
Well, there are a couple movie. Options, because you could say Thumbsucker, but then you could also say movie, and then Jason would have to name another Keanu Reeves movie. And same thing for when he said Keanu Reeves. If he had said Keanu Reeves cast, then you'd have to name somebody else from The Matrix.
Okay.
A couple things that we play into this. If you don't know, there are two options for you. You can either pass it on to the next person, and then they have to answer the same thing that was posed to you. Like, if you just honestly don't know, you can bow out. Otherwise, if you think the person who challenged you, who gave you that thing that you have to name, doesn't know it either, you can call shenanigans on them.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, true. There is a third option where you can lie. But if you tell them that they have to name it and they can't, they're out of the game and you stay in. Because we do kind of an elimination thing.
Okay.
So on that note, I'm going to push that back to you because I have no idea who's in it and I don't
know. So you would have to name somebody else who's in Thumbsucker, hypothetically, had we been actually playing around. So
man, I don't even know.
So then you would be out and then it'd be Jason's turn and then he would have to instead... name another Keanu Reeves movie, and it'd keep going that way.
Okay.
Makes some sense.
Yeah.
And we do elimination, and then every time a point is awarded, then we switch direction, so you're never going against the same person every time.
Mm. Okay.
I sort of zoned out for a minute, but you can also use TV shows.
Yes, TV shows.
Oh, okay. So anything in their body of work, pretty much.
Right. But the other rule that we have is the trilogy rule. Which is if you mention a movie that's contained within a trilogy or a collective series, so what we've considered any Bond movie that includes the same Bond consistently, those would be lump sum together.
Yeah.
We consider the two different, like the Star Wars trilogies, separate, right?
Yep. We split those up as two
different things.
Basically, it's made so that you don't get stuck in one trilogy for a long time because they have. It's the same cast for three movies, so you can just jump around and stuff like
right.
that.
Our rule is if a movie in a trilogy is mentioned, you can't mention any other movie in that trilogy or series for at least three movies, so it'd be that movie. You know, you could go through a slew of actors and actresses' names, but you have to get two other movie names in there before you can name that next one.
Okay.
Simple enough, right?
Yeah.
And now we have another recording of it, of the explanation with a lot of participation, so we might use this as the... tool for producer Katie to pass out to new folks like you in the future. So you've just helped people like yourself.
Yay, go.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
That was actually a pretty nice rundown.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. We need to think of something that would be a good starter. And this first round will go clockwise. So I'm going to open it up to the TV show Friends cast. Jason.
Ooh, Jennifer Aniston. We'll go movie.
Okay, let's see here. on the movies. Oh, what's that one where she...
she's that girl and she has hair. She's that girl
with the hair and the highlights and it's really straight.
Oh, the two arms. She has the two arms.
And it has the misunderstanding.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the, and there's that romance part. Okay, no, but she was like a... she was working in a restaurant. Office space.
That's ooh. Called. And then you lock in your answer by saying cast or movie.
Movie.
Okay.
Oh, and the other thing is, you know, we're all playing against you, so we won't validate your answer because we're trying to win as well. But oh. You were right. After. You were right.
Unless we call BS.
Yes. So right. Another movie of Jennifer Aniston.
Another TV Jennifer show. Aniston movie.
Vehicle, you yes. might say.
Yes. She... what do I want to say?
The one with the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a plot.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Not necessarily.
That's true.
Something resembling a plot.
It's the one where, you know, she acts kind of quirky and cute.
Oh, okay. I got two for that one.
Yeah.
Anything?
Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
Cast.
What's his face?
I know.
Of course you do.
I'm actually surprised I know this one as well.
And we just had a conversation about this, too.
It's hard not to.
And I really don't care for a lot of his work. what is his name? You know, I think staring at the ceiling for as long as I can, I'm not going to get anything out of it. But since Jason knows, I'm going to pass it on to him and bow out at this point.
It's Gerard Butler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, oh, that guy.
And then cast or movie?
There's nobody else left in that cast. I'm going to go movie.
So another Gerard Butler film for you.
Oh, man. Okay, so was he... P.S. I Love You. Was that what he was in?
I believe so.
You know, it's one of those things where usually we don't validate answers, so it's...
But come on. Come on, guys. I'm new.
Well, both of you are, so...
Was he in that, guys? Because now I want
to... Feel free to lock it in.
It falls on me once you decide whether
you want to...
Yeah,
he totally was.
So would you say...
Or, wait, I could say... Oh,
because, I mean, you can say basically whatever you want until you lock in your answer with cast or movie.
Okay, I'm going to lock in 300 and then say cast.
So you have to name somebody else who's in the cast.
Did you say 300?
No.
No.
You said Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah, you did say Gerard Butler.
Because we had to get to him somehow.
What am I thinking?
So you have to think of somebody else who's in the cast of... The
cast of 300... That's the one with, like, 300 dudes, and they're fighting these other, like, a million dudes.
And it created a million memes that I'm really sick of at this point.
Yep.
They never really change.
Ah, there are people in this movie, by the way, who have names.
See, now that I'm out, I can cheat and start looking at answers. And
well, so far we're up to 1,300,000 people, so...
Yeah, I
have
lots,
a lot to choose from.
Lots of options.
The one with the abs, who's glistening... That one?
That,
you know,
just
that
narrows it down to about 300.
So there are a couple
good answers in here that you could hit.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of...
I like how some of these are credited, though. Spartan with stick. Burned village child.
What?
Spartan baby A. Spartan nice. Baby B.
Okay.
Baby B.
These are fun.
Oh, and there's that one with the name that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And...
Well, the best part about this is you can always throw it back at her, and nobody is going to get this question.
I don't know. She seemed pretty confident going into it. Potentially.
I don't know.
There's a look of determination on her face. She
kind
might
of
have
seeing
this.
Her...
I want to see what happens.
Eyebrow twitching a little bit. That might be...
It just, yeah. I'm looking at Katie, and it's making me all hot and bothered.
I don't blame you. So, let's see.
What do you think?
yeah, I'm gonna call your bluff and say that you cannot name anyone else.
Who else was in 300 cast?
Jack Black.
obviously.
Right?
Lock in your answer. That
he was
sounds...
the one with the wonderful body.
He brought the keg. That's what.
Yeah.
We were Spartans.
So, Shelby's out.
I guess.
I would love to see Jack Black in 300.
I feel like that's almost like a VMA intro mock kind of thing,
definitely.
Where he would just kind of green screen in front of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he definitely thing.
Would.
Like pooling over his armor.
Oh, he would be the
he'd be like 301. He'd be the one who's left behind.
He'd be the gimpy guy who tries to like come in the middle of the movie and he's talking to Gerard Butler and he's like, "Look, I can throw a spear, but I can't lift my shield." And Gerard Butler's like, "Nope."
Well, the best part is they'd Photoshop on some abs onto the end of his gut.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Or just draw them on with a crayon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It'd just be sprayed on, so it's just like, oh, yeah, he's still got the same form, but
or
it just looks nicer.
Be one of those Halloween store plastic mold things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
Those are glistening.
So, Adam, it is to you. You have to name a Gerard Butler movie. Right. Right? Yeah, he's the one, right?
Yes.
Yes, that is
correct. I was just making up names at this point.
Okay, because it's down to...
The two of you.
Jason and me now. So...
Let the games begin.
Shazam.
Oh, yeah! Okay,
okay, he
this.
Wasn't in Shazam, I swear.
So, Phantom of the Opera. And I will say... Cast.
Oh, just, you know.
God, I've never even actually seen this movie. I'm going to bow out.
One,
yes!
I have to. I don't.
Yeah, yes! I want to hear what name you got. What are you at?
Okay. Emily.
You could have won this, man.
Emily. Porter.
I threw in the towel way too soon.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, darn.
Yay.
By the way, the name you were trying to think of before was Michael Fassbender.
He was...
in 300.
He was in 300?
He was.
Who was he in 300?
He was the one guy that held a stick. I believe we went into
the one
this.
With the shield, I think.
Give me a sec. I just stick. Had it up and I closed it. He was Stilios.
Stilios. I like that name. Stilios.
But that was the first thing. I've worked with Astelios. He was a douche. So
really?
Yeah, he was a big tool.
Kind of
so.
Ruined
like
that
a
name
Guido
for you
a little bit.
Of sorts.
So Adam, you got the first point on that, and I was the first one out. So I start, and it goes to you. And I am going to
be nice.
Well, yeah, it's softball first round.
Oh, I know. Just a reminder, you know, friendly reminder.
Producer Katie is pointing out the fact that
false. This is Producer Katie is pointing out the fact that apparently I haven't gotten any points for a really long
this
time.
This is the first point that you've gotten in a while.
Yes, it is the first point. But
to make it convoluted,
I'm pretty sure I got a point last episode. One. Yeah.
Well, good thing we're running this podcast like Romney's campaign, and we're not fact-checking.
We don't do that.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, so what do you got? I am going to start with William H. Macy movie.
Ooh.
Because he has a big collection of stuff to work with.
That's awesome. I'm going to say... What would you say if I said Mystery Men?
Stop that.
No, don't, please.
Well, since we're still softballing it, I will.
Can we, like, orange it? What's a step below softball? An orange, a citrus fruit of sorts?
T-ball.
A wiffle ball, maybe.
Yeah.
Or like
a wiffle ball. Wiffle ball it.
How about a beanbag?
A beanbag?
A beanbag?
I could do a beanbag.
But you wouldn't swing at a beanbag.
Oh, wouldn't I?
Okay, yeah, I am delving into your personal life that I don't know, so...
Nerf.
Could be.
Nerf football.
Nerf.
Okay.
Nerf it.
I can
just like a koosh ball.
Koosh ball.
I like that. Let's
Rooster Katie says koosh ball.
Teacher's best friend.
I'm going with koosh.
Koosh ball it. Koosh ball. Oh.
It sounds nasty.
William H. Macy, Kooshball.
It suddenly sounds...
You just got Kooshballed.
So wrong. I might have to start using that now. William H. Macy, and I'm trying to Kooshball it.
I like that. That should become the golden rule. Is it, you don't stop on where you Kooshball it. It's like below a lob. Because those things had like the little rubbery thing at the end, so you could like launch it at somebody if you really wanted to do damage.
So it could hurt.
Yes. I like that.
It depends on how you use it.
It's a proper analogy.
It depends on how you koosh.
Koosh gently, Adam. Koosh gently.
I've never kooshed before.
I mean, I've slinkied all the time, but... Never had the balls of koosh. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Oh, I love setting up things like that. That makes it more fun.
That was punny.
But really.
Have you ever tried the koosh balls that have the elastic band built in too? That so you can shoot it like a slingshot. Like it's an elastic band with the loop.
Did you miss that?
Well, you were just talking about. I thought you were just talking about like the rubber.
No. The ones were
off of your standard.
Shelby
koosh ball.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I thought most koosh balls had that. I figured that was in the definition of koosh ball.
Well, no, they're the ones that have the rubber band ends, and then they're the ones that have the thing attached at the end with almost like a thumb hole or finger hole where you could
kind of like how you could shoot it with a rubber band
and pretend you're yo-yoing like a rubber band. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It just serves one dedicated one.
So
and it hurt.
I will,
William H. Macy.
I will say Mystery Men,
but
I will say movie so that you can just name another William H. Macy movie. He's the guy with the face.
Yeah, and the face,
the hair, and
oh, see, I didn't know, and now you just that was a brilliant picture that you just painted.
Is he the one with the nose?
Yes, actually,
he's a very good generic everyman.
Oh well, perfect, great,
yeah.
I mean, that's his typecast thing, is that he is just an adult, realistically.
But he has managed to transcend the that guy actor thing, so.
Okay. The Little Mermaid.
And then you have to lock in your answer, somehow.
Lock? Ka-ching?
Yeah. Cast or movie?
Cast or movie.
Yeah, it was... Cast.
So was William H. Macy in Little Mermaid, or, you know, name somebody from Little Mermaid, or...
Yeah, see, that's the funny part is I don't know any of the voices in Little Mermaid, so I can't really save her here.
Which is kind of what we discussed before everybody showed up. Is there those moments where it's just like, could be.
Yeah, I'd like to be generous and say give her the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, I'm struggling with coming up with voices for The Little Mermaid, so... I'm going to have to say BS.
No, don't koosh me that way.
Producer Katie, if you wouldn't mind...
Yep, I was already on that.
She was already looking it up. No William H. Macy in Little Mermaid, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Really? Who's Tim Curry?
Oh.
Just a random voice, I guess.
Cool. Tim. So, like kids at home who can't hear
Producer Katie.
Tim Curry apparently was in The Little Mermaid and played a random voice.
So, Shelby, you're out.
I do love Tim Curry.
Yes.
Koosh me with that next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are the first person out, so you get to start the next round. So, you already know what you're going to do. Jason, it's William H. Macy movie to you, Jason.
What was the last movie?
Mystery Men. So yep, you just have to name another movie that William H. Macy has been in. I believe we can give context as far as, do you know Mystery Men?
No.
Okay, well that wouldn't help then. Because we can give context as to who they played in movies when named, but
yeah.
If you don't even know, then you don't know.
Go ahead and throw it out there, just... For the audience. And
he was the shoveler.
The shoveler?
He was the shoveler.
Oh, that makes everything clear.
He is one who shovels.
I don't know. he was a mystery in that last movie, so.
Damn, shoveling. Minnesota.
I'm going to say.
Shoveling up all those koosh balls.
Oh, no. That's the one. No. Leave them where they are.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I cannot think of anything. I don't even know the guy's name, so.
Yeah,
we're shooting
so
in
good,
the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of those. He's one of those triple name people. Hmm. Or, you know, the fact that he actually brings out his initial.
I'm going to go ahead and say Transformers movie.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that, because I'm pretty sure that he wasn't in Transformers.
Katie?
Producer Katie?
No, he was totally yeah. Optimus Prime.
I knew it. He was not. Okay.
He was not.
So it's down to you and me after the name of William H. Macy movie, because this is apparently not the softball that we thought it was.
Apparently not the koosh ball we
yeah,
thought it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing some wicked koosh balling.
Well, see, the problem is if I saw a picture of what he actually looked like, I'd
that
be able
help.
To pick it out, because
yeah.
I have photogenic memory.
Oh, it's, yeah. That's right.
That would be helpful.
So I'm going to go with Pleasantville cast. He was the dad in Pleasantville, if that helps. No? Didn't see that one?
Nope.
It's a good movie.
Now, was it him?
Yes.
Or another
her.
Guy?
I can't tell.
Or her.
Ooh, there's an ooh. There are a lot of good answers that you could pick from in this one.
I know.
But
oh!
Okay.
No way!
If you're going with the name I think you're going with, I'm going to be kind of scared.
Heh. Okay. Oh, no, it wasn't him. That's right. Okay.
Nice save.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing with locking in an answer. You can just kind of be flexible and talk out loud, and
yeah.
That gives people at home something to listen to.
Yeah.
Other than the police siren.
I was thinking about Christopher Walken, but...
Why can't I still be in?
but he wasn't in that as Adam as since.
Yeah.
He's going to come back. Come back.
Yeah, now you have, because you are starting the next round, so you can just start picking from any of these names that you hear.
Amen.
Pretty much, yep. But instead, I'm going to say, am I going to say that one?
I'd like to think you had something.
I did. God, what's his name? Ah, yeah, I'll go with that one. So, Tobey Maguire, movie.
Okay. October Sky, movie.
Spider-Man 2.
Ah!
What a twist.
Cast.
Oh.
Did I see 2?
It was the one with the sand guy, right?
Or was that 3?
Oh,
three.
No, that was the guy with the octo stuff.
Oh,
the octo stuff.
The octo stuff, yeah.
Spider-Man versus octo
yeah.
stuff.
So I will say Alfred Molina movie.
Alfred Molina.
I'm just kind of guessing on that name, but I know who I'm talking about.
Wait, what?
You probably shouldn't say that.
You're bluffering.
Okay, he was in Indiana Jones and the... I have to make sure I do the right one here. It wasn't Last Crusade. It wasn't the crappy one. I am going to... Shit, which one was that? Going to go out on a limb and say it... No, it wouldn't have been Temple of Doom. Because that one is... That one.
This is for the point, mind you.
I know. That's why I'm talking out loud, because it... That's how much it matters. Temple of Doom. Last. Damn it! I knew it was an Indiana Jones movie. Why can't I think of the other one? Was it Raiders? I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it was Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yes!
Producer Katie confirms that he is correct.
He died right away at the beginning.
Oh, is he the guy who gets
he's the pseudo-tour guide who tries to betray him. Wow. He was Doc Ock.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Hooray for...
Can't believe it.
Hooray for a point for me.
Yes, I was hoping that you would.
Oh, that guy.
A picture of him.
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for smoking.
Fargo. He's got long hair and a mustache in that picture.
His IMDb really current. Odd,
but, too much hair. Too much hair going on there.
Yeah.
So Shelby, you start out
he's
this one.
Much more clean cut. So yeah. And now is when you put your laptop away.
Okay. So you get to name a actor, actress, TV show or movie that you want to start that you're sending to Adam.
Okay. Well, now I don't want to koosh him. I mean, I want to koosh him, but in the back.
Yeah, we try to start it somewhat, you know, there's a chance that he might know something. Mm-hmm. Just a fair chance, but then after that, it's...
He's expecting to koosh hit him with a brick.
Yeah. Or a tangerine. Just do something weird.
Melancholia cast.
Okay, we usually try to do a little bit softballinger than that.
Yeah, that was a brick.
Okay. Yeah. Tim Curry movie.
Okay, that's more like it.
You're welcome.
So, just for old time's sake, I'm going to say Clue movie.
Okay. Yes,
love movie.
It.
Okay. Yes. Then I will say Fern Gully movie.
Oh my gosh.
I still don't even know this guy. What? I can't picture people. I'm
horrible
with names.
Did you see Clue?
No. Right? I'm not really helping here.
No. And saying Fern Gully means nothing because that was a voice acting thing.
Yeah.
Precisely.
He's...
Now you see my conundrum.
He's a guy who...
He does stuff.
You would know if you saw...
That's the problem
with
here.
With the voice.
And he's got a voice. And he's
really
got
distinct
hair.
Voice. Yeah, he still does.
And stuff.
Yeah. So
he's got all sorts of stuff.
I will probably just respectfully bow out.
Okay. So
sorry, it'd be another Tim Curry movie to you.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There you go.
I'm going to say movie.
Oh, I was really hoping it'd turn into Barry Bostwick.
Okay. So... I'm really glad it didn't.
Well, there are so many options to work with for cast on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah!
And let's keep it going. Let's go movie.
Oh, God. I get all these tempting, like, I know the perfect one that I would do for stuff. And then, you know, we'd be on Billy Connolly and it'd be awesome.
Well,
but,
I want to see how far we can go with this.
With Tim Curry. Okay. Then I will say...
You don't have to, obviously.
I will say Psych, TV show Psych, and I will say movie or TV show.
Movie or TV show?
Yeah, we're still on Tim Curry. We're perpetuating this thing as far as we can.
Oh, Criminal Minds. He appears as a
no,
serial
no, I mean,
killer.
You, then you say cast or movie.
Oh, okay. Cast. La 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 la.
Apparently, one of my celebrity lookalikes is in this TV
Ooh,
show. Yeah,
I can see it.
I've been compared to. Can you guess?
Well, then that'd be giving you the answer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know his real name. That's the problem. I only know his character name, or do I?
Talk it out.
He's Spencer Reed on the show. That's who I get compared to a lot. At work, at least. Which I find flattering because he's done modeling in Europe and crap like that. But
has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like watches and things like that. I don't know. Because I totally wear watches on my face.
Oh, come on now.
I should really watch this show, shouldn't I? So I wouldn't be in this situation. But I'm gonna say... yeah, I'm just gonna bow out. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't remember.
Never watched it, so I'm just going to... I got nothing. I already know. And Jason's out, so Shelby, you got a point.
Woo! Nicely done.
Yay!
So Adam has a point, I have a point, Shelby has a point. Jason, you get to score. You were out first, Jason, so you get to start this one, and I believe it comes my way, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So switching.
Yeah, switch directions again. So you get to name actor, actress, movie, TV show, Kooshball.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Okay. I'm going to say Love Actually, but I will say movie because I know you probably still haven't seen it, right?
Right, but I know people who are in that one.
After hearing this so many times.
Too late.
Yeah, I said Mahuve.
That's the problem with her. I can really only think of two movies that she's been in. I totally shouldn't have said.
C-U-T-H. Bert. Yeah, you could have totally played it off.
Yeah, but I just had to talk it out.
Felt so honest for a moment there.
But yeah, I'll say Girl Next Door. Movie.
Why is it Cuthbert? Cuthbert. I don't even know how to pronounce your last name.
I'm going to throw that back.
Calling it shenanigans?
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
That's a good choice because I totally defeated myself already. So
yep. She is in that.
Yeah, I know she's in it, but...
But he can't think of another, movie that she's
right,
been
I gotcha.
In.
Right, so...
BS.
So Adam is out, but we always get into this weird trap where basically she'd still have to answer the same thing, but she called your shenanigans on it because...
So I'm taking you down with me. Is what's happening.
Unless
right?
She knows it.
Well, it's the weird thing because now she has to name another Eliza Cuthbert movie anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
It's just reverting back to the same.
Yeah, yeah. It's just unfortunate, I guess, would be calling it out on the side.
Yes. Exactly.
Two Flags. Cast.
Two Flags?
Two Flags. I'm going to call shenanigans on
okay,
that
one. Okay, yeah, I may be talking about what's on that wall right now.
Ah, Two Flags. I was like, I've never heard of a movie or TV show called Two Flags. I was just like, Two Flags. Nope.
But it sounded fairly confident,
yeah.
Did it not?
Yeah.
So now it's to Jason.
So I'm pretty sure I know where this is going to go after this, but House of Wax.
Oh.
Really?
Ooh. Cast. Because
oh no, man! I could have done this.
Here, so. Paris Hilton movie.
Didn't see that coming.
I could have done this.
So Jason, it's back to you.
Oh, how many other movies has she been in?
At least one.
Yeah, there's at least one answer out there.
Well, I watched the one, so I can't.
I mean, one
watch
other
the
one.
The next one yeah. Before
Jet
I burn
Li's
my
the
eyes
one.
Out.
Yeah, she was one of the Jet Lis.
Wait, she was in TV show as well. But when you say movie...
Or TV show.
It can be...
It's something where you're not talking about a cast. You're talking about something that I've appeared in.
Ah, crap. Then I have the conundrum of coming up with the name of that TV show.
Why can't I come back? It's so great when I know things.
Isn't it so exciting?
Yeah. Hmm. Well then, I want to say it's like Simple Life movie.
Oh, what is that called? It was a National Lampoon vehicle, and it wasn't the one with the girl from Scary Movie. It wasn't Bunny Next Door or whatever that one was.
Okay, so we're thinking of different things.
She was in some, like, National Lampoon Presents something. Something. I'm going to call it Shenanigans. What else has she been in since you said movie?
No idea.
Yeah, me neither.
No idea.
Repo, the genetic opera.
Oh.
She plays a bitchy heiress really well.
Hmm. Would never have seen that coming. But what was the producer Katie, what was the National Lampoon thing? It was like a sorority house or beta something. I have no idea. Just look up Paris Hilton.
Beta, alpha, kappa stuff.
Generic something or other where she's
Pi Pi Pi.
In a sorority. Oh, that's right. Zoolander.
Oh, that's right.
And then Billy Zane is right there with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Don't they have Bowie in there for a second,
too? Oh, yeah.
Too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fashion show.
Yeah, the walk-off.
The walk-off. The walk-off.
Walk-off.
It's a walk-off. It's a walk-off.
Anything, producer Katie? Looking. Mostly TV shows. See if I can. Well. No?
Not really.
No? Okay. Well, that's okay, because it's actually the perfect time for us to wrap up anyway.
Cool.
So, Jason, since you were the last person who was participating, do you have anything to plug, anything that you will be going to, anything that you'll be participating
wait,
in
wait,
from...
Wait, who won?
Me.
Okay.
2 points.
Just to be clear. Just to be clear.
2 points for me.
I almost got a point.
Yeah. Woo!
Almost.
Almost.
You were rocking it. I'm awarding him an honorary point.
First time here, no score point.
Yes.
Yes, point.
Woo!
Just to add in point a number of times. But do you have anything going on that you're aware of, that you're participating in, or that you're going to Friday thereafter that you'd want to plug, that you want other people to know about?
There's the Renaissance Festival, but most people
in
Minnesota
is.
Know about that. So go to that and check out the singing groups. There's a couple of really good ones.
And the Shepherd's Pie.
I've heard that, too.
Sometimes work that.
Shepherd's Pie?
Yeah, I sometimes work that as a wench.
Hmm, really?
Mm-hmm. Lots of bees. Lots
cool.
of bees.
Yeah. Help, I'm covered in bees.
And then are you on Twitter or anything like that? Any social media where people can follow you?
I read it, but I'm a lurker.
So okay.
I guess I really... No, not really. I deleted Facebook. It's going down the crapper, in my opinion. So no Twitter. That's...
What can you do?
Right.
All right. Well, Shelby, how about you? Anything that you can plug Friday or thereafter when the episode will be released that people should know about?
Well, I currently don't have any projects. However, you can go to my Blogspot website, which is Shelby Lano. You can Google that, and it's got some of my artwork and current things I'm working on. I'm going to update it. I have Twitter.
Now that you said it.
Yeah. Yeah, Twitter. Sometimes I say things.
And on there you are?
Shelby Lano.
Oh, okay. So you
something
you,
clever, yeah. You know? What else? Go see Rembrandt at the MIA.
How long is that going on?
Yeah.
What, until the 16th, I think?
Okay. So people have, what, 2-3 more weeks estimated?
About.
Yeah. I went one of the first weekends with Katie and a couple others and... Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I still haven't been to it.
Oh, well.
I know. I need my fill of chiaroscuro to last me.
Anything else?
No, that's
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, I mean, I did hear a good suggestion from producer Katie about perhaps your boyfriend's band.
Oh, yeah. I got this. Okay.
just maybe.
Brilliant. Thank you, Katie. Boyfriend. Michael Roser, and he does vocals and piano and whatnot in band Colder in Moscow, and they're a local band, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they do a lot of local shows, you know. So,
is there a venue that they frequent more than others that people could look to? Because, I mean, I bombed around on the website, but it's mostly just all the audio tracks. I didn't really see a lot of, you know, upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm.
immediately on there.
Well, I do believe they've played the Kitty Cat Club a bit. Anything else, though, I can probably let you guys know.
Okay.
You can get it from their Bandcamp or whatever.
Right.
I'm sure they'll be posting stuff. Right now they're recording a new album.
Oh, cool.
Actually, so keep an eye out for that. And also, like, off of that, Eric, their guitar player, is also in Big Lake, and they're working on stuff, too, so...
Lots of content that's out there.
Yeah, lots of good local stuff.
Cool. Adam, how about you?
Well, as always, check out the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. I will be out there performing with the Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
Huzzah! And, yeah, we will be rocking it. And there are so many amazing things to see and do out at the RenFest that it's totally worth making a day of it, or several days of it in my case.
And make sure to bring out sunscreen, because I burned the crap out of my face and it's finally starting to fade. And if you drive your car out there and it's not supposed to rain, open a window.
Oh, yeah.
Because I left a closed soda can in my car.
You did.
And then I got back to my car and it was exploded.
Kaboom.
Oh, my gosh.
Less closed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is very open.
Don't ever go on a day when it's raining, too, because all these creepy little gnats come out and stick to you and your food and make you sad.
You know, I haven't experienced that yet. And
but this is coming from a food vendor, so maybe it's close proximity to food. They're hiding out in any shelter they can find.
Yeah, which really doesn't exist since everything's flooding.
Right.
We once had a cheese flood.
Cheese?
Cheese flood.
Cool story.
We may have to discuss that after the show.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for cheese flood.
Cheese
sounds like a very delicious disaster.
Yeah.
I don't know whether
very common in Wisconsin.
Like an appetizer at Applebee's or something.
Cheese flood.
Yes. New at Applebee's.
Anything else?
So, I think that's it for now. As always, you can find me on Twitter. Maybe if you follow me, I will say something. And, so I'm at ADAMERDMANN, like Shelby. I just used my name.
Name.
And, if you want to see what I've been listening to lately, I do regularly update Last FM with the tracks that I'm rocking on my iPod and other such devices. And so, there's that, and I guess that's all I've got for now. Dan, what do you got?
Minnesota State Fair.
There is that.
Yeah, going on where producer Katie and I, among others, will probably be going, what, do we say Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. So definitely go out. Go visit the place where I used to work called Cafe Caribe. It's right by the Star Trib building, right by Dan Patch Avenue or whatever that weird bridge thing is that's into the grandstand.
They have a nice big sign.
Yes. And they have Caribbean food, so you can get crab cakes and stuff like that. Or you can get their really addictive jerk chicken wings. Mm. Really, really great. Live music all the time. Something to check out. And that runs through Labor Day, I think, is the last day of that. So the third... Monday's the third, right?
Yes.
I'm just going to go on a limb and say it's a third.
I feel like it's the second.
It's a low digit within September, so people have limited amount of time to go.
The third.
There we go.
So, yeah, go check out the Minnesota State Fair. Take a bus so you don't have to drive. It's nice. But other than that, I don't have anything else. So you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. I tend to use that more, just broadcast that stuff over to Facebook to double stuff up. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you both for being on our 49th episode, which, you know, we're working on it. So thank you, Jason. Thank you, Shelby, as you either are eating marshmallows or pretending to be a fish. I couldn't tell which.
I was chewing and spitting a kiss at Katie.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
It's something we do together.
So thank you for listening, and we will catch everybody next week. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. There we go.
Koosh balls.
There we go.